Foxton Readers, Level 2, The Shipwreck Cove, by Louisa Glancy. Read by Rick Romero. Copyright, Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Tom stood by his uncle's grave. He felt very sad. "Goodbye, uncle," said Tom. His uncle was Tom's only family. Because Tom's brother James went to sea many years before, now Tom was alone. He left the grave. Tom was going to begin a new life. Later, Tom arrived at an old inn on some cliffs. This was Tom's new home. As Tom walked up to the dark door, he heard shouting and laughing. A lantern shone above the door. Inside, there was a fire at one end of the room. A group of men sat at wooden tables. They were talking and drinking, but they went silent as Tom came in. Behind the wooden bar, there was a big man with a beard.
"Are you Ned?" said Tom.
"Who wants to know?"
said the man.
"My name is Tom. I am here to work," said Tom.
The man smiled.
"Welcome to the Seagull Inn, Tom. I am Ned," said the man.
And then he looked over his shoulder.
"Meg!" shouted Ned.
A young woman came into the room. She stared at Tom.
"Who is this?" she said.
"This is Tom. Take him to his room. Then give him some food," said Ned.
Tom looked around. The men by the fire stared at him. They did not smile.
"Come on then," said Meg.
Meg led Tom up some stairs. She showed him a room with a bed. There was a small window with a view of the sea.
"Put your things here, then come down to the kitchen and get something to eat," said Meg.
"Thank you," said Tom. He smiled at Meg. Meg looked at him, then smiled. She did not look like she smiled often.
Tom stared out of the little window. He could see a ship out at sea.